Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas. Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. We're in the second week of November. Pretty soon, the holiday season will be upon us. You've probably already seen or heard ads extolling the virtues of some products or services as a gift to give. These ads are mainly from large businesses. But you are a small business. How can you compete against these large companies? Well, believe it or not, a large company has already taken it upon themselves to help the small business owner. 12 years ago, American Express, in partnership with the nonprofit National Trust for Historic Preservation, Boston Mayor Thomas M. Menino, and Rosendale Village Main Street, started Small Business Saturday. That year, American Express bought advertising inventory on Facebook and gave it to its small merchant account holders, as well as giving rebates to new customers to promote the event. In 2011, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed a resolution supporting the holiday, and it quickly became honored in all 50 states. The day not only drives customers to local ventures, but is positive for employment, economic well-being, and neighborhood vitality in the community. Each year after, Small Business Saturday has generated increased sales. From 2010 to 2019, American Express reported that approximately $120 billion has been spent. Our ultimate goal is to help small businesses do more business, and for Small Business Saturday, that includes arming them with the tools to help make the day a success, said Amy Marino, Vice President, Head of Global Social Media, and Head of Small Business Saturday at American Express. A 2021 NBC Momentum Small Business Survey found that 34% of Americans plan to shop on Small Business Saturday, up from the prior year, but significantly lower than in years before the pandemic. Instead of going to local brick-and-mortar shops, they went online. According to research conducted by ActiveCampaign.com, the leader in customer experience automation, 30% of consumers said they do want to support small businesses over big brands, saying they're aware of their business's struggles. The 2021 LendingTree survey discovered that 63% of Americans know a small business in their community that permanently closed due to the pandemic. The LendingTree survey found that 54% of women said they will shop small on Small Business Saturday, as opposed to 43% of men. Among all the generations, millennials are the most likely to participate, at 59%. Americans with household incomes below $35,000 are the least likely to participate. Small businesses have long been considered the backbone and heart of the American economy. Successful small businesses bring a community together, increase real estate value, and help keep local money local, which directly benefits their town's economies. Small businesses pay local taxes, which means any money spent there flows back to their communities, supporting things like parks, schools, and emergency services. Here are just two stats that show how valuable small businesses are to the American economy. The Small Business Administration reports 33.2 million small businesses currently operate in the United States, and small businesses generated 12.9 million net new jobs over the past 25 years, accounting for 2 out of every 3 jobs added to the economy. Moreover, small businesses tend to be particularly active in their local communities. According to American Express, 67 cents of every dollar spent in a small business stays in the local community. And SCORE found that small businesses donate 250% more than larger businesses to local nonprofits and community causes. Small Business Saturday is also a great chance for small business owners to rake in some last-minute profits before the year's end. According to the Small Business Saturday Consumer Insight Survey, roughly 110 million consumers nationwide shopped small on Small Business Saturday in 2019. They spent a combined $19.6 billion at independent neighborhood retailers and restaurants. In 2021, American Express reported that Small Business Saturday reached an all-time high with an estimated $23.3 billion in U.S. consumer spending. And the National Retail Federation reports in 2021, over 51 million shoppers took part in Small Business Saturday. Based on these reported numbers, each shopper spent on average $456. To help small businesses, American Express provides many resources for small business owners, including event ideas, business boot camps, Small Business 101 online content, marketing materials, checklists, and customizable print and digital signage such as event flyers, posters, save the dates, and social media assets. Be sure to check out their site for ideas and support when planning out your Small Business Saturday. It's hard to overstate the importance of small business in the United States. According to a 2019 U.S. Small Business Association report, enterprises with fewer than 500 employees accounted for 44% of U.S. economy activity. These businesses provided employment opportunities, pay taxes, and reduced blight. For many of those small businesses, the holiday season is critical. According to a 2021 American Express survey, 78% of small business owners said their holiday sales would likely determine whether they can stay afloat in 2022. And Small Business Saturday helps spread the message to consumers. The survey found that 70% of respondents reported that Small Business Saturday makes them want to encourage others to shop at small, independently owned retailers. When is Small Business Saturday? Small Business Saturday takes place between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. This year, it will be on November 26th. A Groupon study shows that more consumers are willing to shop local and support small businesses this year. As a business owner, you likely know firsthand that smaller companies took the biggest hit when COVID-19 first became an issue. Thankfully, we have recovered somewhat. Inflation has taken a toll, but wages seem to have risen to meet the demand. You can take advantage of this day by ramping up your marketing efforts and reaching out to your loyal audience. Small business owners should start to think about how to get the most out of the increased traffic. Here are some tips for making the best of Small Business Saturday. 1. Do something special. Small Business Saturday is a big day, so you should do something to mark the occasion and entice more customers to stop by. You can offer special promotions, host an event like a kid-friendly activity, a shop and sip, or a food tasting. Bring in local performers or artisans, or add an extra incentive to shop, like offering discounts or donating a portion of the day's proceeds to a local charity. 2. Get the word out. Now that the movement is in its 12th year, most Americans are aware of it, but your community may not know that your store is participating in the day. This is one day out of the year where you can tell your story and harness the publicity that naturally surrounds the day. Even if you're not offering any special discounts or events, you can share your business's story on Small Business Saturday. Post on social media with the hashtag Small Business Saturday or hashtag SBS and send out flyers or newsletters by traditional mail or email or post an ad in your local paper. Let people know you're there. Tell them what products or services you offer and mention your excitement for Small Business Saturday. Each time you promote your business, be sure to direct your customers to your website. But don't stop there. You'll need to distinguish your small business from others in your area by offering special sales and giveaways. 3. Treat it as the beginning of the year. The start of the calendar year is a hectic time for small businesses. Use Small Business Saturday as an early opportunity to assess the state of your business. Do you need to hire some seasonal help? Is there some new technology you can implement to streamline specific business workflow? Use Small Business Saturday to complete a holistic assessment of your business operations. This can help you prepare for the next wave of big shopping holidays and the actual start of the calendar year. 4. Stock up on potentially popular items. The last thing you'll want is to run out of your most popular merchandise before the season even begins. That's why it's critical to understand your product or service demands during the holiday season. So said David Gilbert, founder and CEO of the small business lender National Funding. Plan strategically in advance, he said, and stock up on popular items. Look at the purchase history for your biggest shopping days to get an idea of what customers want and place them in easily accessible areas of your store. 5. Offer special discounts and promotions. Like Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday is a great day to offer special deals to entice customers. A survey by Infusionsoft and Polefish found that the most popular Small Business Saturday promotions are limited-time offers, 24%, free gift offers, 21%, coupon discounts, 20%, and buy one, get one free offers, 19%. You'll want to run a Small Business Saturday sale that makes money for your business and keeps customers happy. When Small Business Saturday sale planning rolls around, you'll want to choose only a few high-value, popular items to discount. Pick items that may trigger other purchases from your store or website. You'll also want to run a ticking clock on your sale. This will encourage consumers to buy from your store or website. 6. Reinvest in social media. When businesses get busy, social media is often the first thing to get pushed aside. But you should consider it a critical part of your marketing plan. Creative and purposeful content can capture the attention of customers, which in turn creates shares and engagement. Ideally, you should come up with a plan to promote your Small Business Saturday offers 2 to 3 weeks before it happens. It's not too late if you haven't started yet, though. Decide which platforms you want to post on, what you will post, and what you hope to achieve by posting. Are you trying to drive more traffic to your store, or are you trying to increase awareness of your product? Continue to post once or twice a week leading up to the day, making sure to include all necessary information like your location and any relative promotion or event details. 7, boost your other marketing strategies. In addition to your social media marketing, take time to rethink your overall marketing strategy and increase your advertising efforts. With Black Friday marking the official start of the holiday shopping season, now is a good time to beef up your local marketing strategy and make sure it maximizes your chances of success. Create a comprehensive marketing campaign to draw customers to your store. In all your marketing material, be clear about what you offer and why those offerings are unique to your store. 8. Partner up. Do any other businesses near you offer products or services that are complementary to yours? For instance, is there a cheese shop near your wine shop or an outdoor gear retailer near your boat trip company? If so, consider a partnership for Small Business Saturday. You could offer special discounts for shopping at both stores, sell product bundles, or sponsor crossover events like wine tasting while shopping for cheese. This is a great way to build relationships with other small business owners in your area and strengthen your sense of community. 9. Extend your hours. If you have the staff, consider extending your hours on Small Business Saturday. This can increase traffic by giving customers more time to come in, making it easier for them to stop by before or after they meet their previous obligations or complete their regular shopping. If you do decide to extend your hours, make sure you put the word out along with the rest of your Small Business Saturday marketing materials. Include it in your social media posts, newsletters, emails, or newspaper ads. 10. Personalize your customer experience. Your company isn't the only one on the market on Small Business Saturday. To earn the support of your audience and keep up on your competitors, including larger corporations, which tend to be more convenient options for many shoppers, you'll have to find ways to personalize your customer's experience. Ask yourself why consumers should choose you over similar businesses, then use that as leverage to attract customers. For instance, add a personal touch to your packaging, extra treats in customer orders, a handwritten thank you note, customized items, or special deals. 11, support your customers so they support you. Good customer service is crucial, especially for small businesses looking to make a lasting impression. Make sure you have a solid team of workers to help answer phone calls, address questions or concerns, offer live chat support, and provide guidance when placing orders. By prioritizing your customers this way, you show them you genuinely care and appreciate them, which is much more than most large businesses offer. Additionally, most sales will take place digitally this year, so it's important for your customers to feel as much support from you virtually as they would in person. Number 12, tweak your SEO strategy. Search optimization is one of the most important strategies for a small business to implement, as it helps customers find your website and learn more about your business. Without good SEO, you won't be as visible to your audience, which can hold you back from making many sales. SEO is especially important this year, as many consumers are going to shop online rather than in person. In other words, a large chunk of your sales will rely on your SEO practices. To improve your chances of showing up in search results, focus on using the right keywords for your business, publish blog posts with relevant content, create promotional content, and make sure Google shows where you're located so you can recruit members from your community. 13. Take advantage of resources from American Express. American Express provides various resources to help small businesses gain visibility. For instance, their Shop Small Studio offers free material to help you create posters, social media graphics, email newsletters, and more. Then you can use your creations to promote your business across all channels, such as Instagram, Facebook, email, and your website. American Express also lists other resources, such as participating businesses, where you can save on shipping and other services. And number 14, keep up the momentum. As exhausting as the day might be, don't overlook the importance of follow-up in the week after Small Business Saturday. A small thank you can go a long way, and it will only take a few minutes to create. Depending on how many photos you take, you could share an album on Facebook or simply pick the best one to share with your fans. You can keep your text simple. Try something like, "Thanks to everyone who stopped by," to hashtag ShopSmall this Saturday. We appreciate your support and hope to have you back again soon. Next, add your new email subscriber to your list and send out a quick email. In any follow-up message you send, your goal should be to remind your customers of their great experience with you and entice them to visit again soon. Include an image to make the thank you more personal and include an offer to bring people back into your store before the end of the year. To give small businesses a holiday kickstart, last year, American Express expanded its Shop Small Studio where merchants can download posters, social media posts, signage, and marketing material to help them attract attention in their communities. The company also launched a new grant program in partnership with Main Street America to support the underrepresented small businesses. And it is working with Showfields to showcase Black-owned businesses online over the holidays and in pop-up shops. In addition, Google got behind the Shop Small movement in 2021 to help small businesses optimize their e-commerce capability and to get their products showcased in Google search results. It's a part of a much bigger effort where we're partnering with Google to roll out more of their services to our merchants. Walter Fry, Vice President of American Express Global Management, explained, "Together, we're focused on helping small businesses increase their digital footprint and drive more sales to those channels. E-commerce is going to be a really important strategy for these businesses moving forward." Some 79% of consumers surveyed agreed that they prefer to seek out small businesses over big retailers for holiday purchases. When they want something special, not just a gift, anytime throughout the year, independent retailers is where they look. With all the worry about supply chain shortages, independent retailers have an extra advantage this year. Despite 45% of small businesses reporting it takes longer to receive products, only 10% are finding it a struggle to get enough inventory. However, since specialty retailers' traditional source to find new products, trade shows, has been disrupted by the pandemic, their supply problem is not so much receiving the item ordered, but finding new unique products to sell that will excite customers. After more than 2 years of life as usual disrupted, not to mention business as usual, everyone's eager to get back to normal, but most recognize that it won't be the old normal. People's needs and expectations have changed in all quarters of their lives. These changes call for new traditions. Some two-thirds of consumers surveyed by American Express said they're looking for new places where they can establish new holiday traditions. Small Business Saturday is a great Main Street event that kicks off the shortened holiday shopping season. It can be a time to help bring bright lights and positive emotions to your community. Once you have your game plan, even if it's last minute, reach out to your local media. Give them a hook on how you are using social media channels to market smarter, or how you are building your local community with other merchants and even pop-up shops. Your customers want to be seen supporting small businesses and not necessarily just because you had a special offer or a giveaway. The media are hungry for positive stories about people coming together. Make sure to spotlight that. But you're not a small business. Well, consumers can support their favorite small business. They can do that by shopping at their establishments, supporting and participating in Small Business Saturday events in their area, or even becoming a neighborhood champion or Shop Small ambassador to help encourage their community to shop locally throughout the holiday season and beyond. You can start buying gift cards for family and friends to be used for future purchases. This will help your local business generate some badly needed revenue from these sales. It will also allow you to get that perfect gift to your loved one while introducing them to your favorite local business. You can shop at your local business during this holiday season. Look towards doing your shopping at a small local store rather than a large box chain to help your community. You can post positive reviews online of your local shops. Describe what great purchases are being offered as well as the accompanying service. You can use review sites, which are completely free. It will also encourage new customers from the community to drop by stores and make purchases. Don't wait to drop by at your local small business till the last minute. Make sure that you go to your local small shop and make purchases of what is available before going out and splurging at big stores. Post the buzz on your local small business by sharing stories and pictures of your purchases. Remember, small businesses thrive when there is concerted effort by everyone to make sure that they thrive and succeed. Small Business Saturday is all about community spirit. As such, drop by your local store and business to wish them a great holiday season. While there, see if they have a special event that you can participate in during this holiday season. Tap into your network of family, friends, and colleagues to encourage them to shop at this small business. Of course, you can also help simply by talking about your favorite small business to others via text, phone calls, or video calls. You can help your local small retail business by ordering from their online store. Online shopping will help businesses fulfill their orders much quicker, make transactions quick, and help you avoid those pesky long lines at the checkout counter. Make sure you take a look around your locality to window shop, discover, and purchase from local shops. Look for local grocers, bookshops, or retailers in your area offering unique products and services which you can use. You never know, there might be a shop nearby that is offering that special gift that has eluded you for so long. You can opt to prepay for merchandise at your local businesses to help them fulfill orders way ahead of time. This will help businesses not only manage orders way before the peak season, it will also help manage supply chain hiccups as well as have cash readily available to them to run their operation. Small businesses are mostly family-owned like mom-and-pop shops. A great way to support local business is to do your part. You can do that by making sure you and your community continue to visit brick-and-mortar stores instead of the large department stores. And continue to support small businesses all year round. Supporting small businesses is all about showing the small business owner that you are choosing them over a larger competitor with seemingly infinite resources. Many small businesses rely on their local community to succeed. So your support to them should not be a one-off thing for Small Business Saturday only. Make sure that you continue to shop locally during this holiday season and beyond. This way, you'll help build community, support local employment, and boost the local economy. Small Business Saturday presents shoppers with a unique opportunity to show support for local businesses. It's important to remember that this event is designed to encourage people to shop small, not only during the holiday, but also at any time of the year. By buying locally, you can help small business owners keep their doors open. This will help provide jobs and tax revenue to your community. And as a small business owner, taking part in this event could help provide a cash flow boost during the holidays. If you would like more information about this show or any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If you have a comment about this show or past shows, or would like to hear a topic discussed on Score Business Points, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week at the same time for more Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then. For those who may not be familiar with Score, Score is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000-plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit southeastnj.score.org. That's southeastnj.score.org. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.